Good morning, Ellis County. I'm Jim Phillips, and I am honored today to have Bob Honeycutt, the Ennis Regional Medical Center CEO, in studio today to tell us about all the great things going on over at Ennis. Bob is a 20-year seasoned healthcare professional, came to the beautiful city of Ennis on October 1st, and has done some dynamic things so far. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jim.
So tell me a little bit about what brought you to Ennis and the successes you've been able to bring to the hospital so far in your early adventures there.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to be here first and foremost, and thank you for allowing that. I'm originally from Texas. I grew up in North Houston and unfortunately started my healthcare career outside of the state and wanted an opportunity to come back to the great state. You know, once you're a Texan, you always want to get back to Texas one way or the other.
No doubt about this.
Provided a great opportunity for me to do so. So I was drawn to the Ennis job because of two things. One, I wanted to get back to Texas and get closer to my father who still lives in the Houston area. And two, I saw an opportunity to be involved in a community hospital that is dedicated to serving the people here in Ellis County and to Ennis, and also be part of a larger organization called LifePoint Health, which is a national company that the Ennis Regional Medical Center is part of and affiliated through that organization.
How big is the Ennis Regional Medical Center? How many beds are in the hospital?
Ennis has 60 beds throughout the hospital. We have an emergency room of 9 bays. We have 5 OR suites and 2 GI suites, which deals with EGDs and colonoscopies. And then we have physical therapy and speech therapy, occupational therapy, and most recently we've just started a new cardiac rehab program.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about the award you've already won, the CMS award. This sounds pretty outstanding based off of the national competition you were up against.
Well, thank you. Yes, we're very proud of the organization to receive this award. CMS, which is the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services, is a government organization that provides those services to either the elderly or the physically challenged. And we are able to be judged against criteria points that establishes a rating from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest. And most recently, Ennis Regional Medical Center was awarded a 4, and they call it a star system. So we were awarded 4 stars, which means that we're above average against the standard of care of all hospitals throughout the United States, and we're very proud of that.
And did I read this correctly, that you're in the top 40% of all hospitals in the United States?
That is correct. Being a 4-star hospital puts us in that top 40%. So Ennis Regional at 60 beds is also in the same category as all hospitals, not only here locally in Ellis County and the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but also all hospitals throughout the United States. Any hospital that receives government funding from CMS is through put into the ranking system through an organization, a subsidiary of CMS called Hospital Compare, which is on the web.
Congratulations at an Ennis Medical Center on that award. That is fantastic. Take me through the strategy when you came into the hospital, what you implemented to be able to get this kind of award. You and I were talking off the air about your 5 points or your 5 pillars of care for the consumer or for the patient.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes, we had the opportunity to put together what we call 5 pillars of care, and all that focuses around the delivery of care to the patients that choose to come to Ennis Regional Medical Center. And I think it's important to note that all patients have the opportunity to choose the hospital that they want to go to. And Hospital Compare, this 4-star rating, gives them the opportunity to go onto the internet and see the level of care that patients are able to receive at the hospitals. We established the 5 pillars, and those 5 pillars are a culture of patient safety throughout the hospital. And that really focuses on our opportunity to make sure that each person has a unique experience at our hospital that is delivered toward the type of care that they need, whether that's coming through the OR for a surgical procedure. OR stands for operating room. Through the operating room for a surgical procedure, or through our emergency room for an emergent situation that they might be having or a family member might be having, or in any of our outpatient service areas, which would be an example of like imaging or x-rays, physical therapy, lab blood draws, things of that sort. So we want to make sure that we're providing an opportunity for all employees that come into the hospital to really have a unique care level that is geared toward their episode of care and their ability to see. So that's the first pillar. The second pillar is that we have what we call a brief every morning, which all the leaders of our clinical areas come together and talk about the day, what they should expect, and what we have available as far as staffing and clinical care is concerned. Then at the end of the day, those same teams come back together and have what we call a debrief, which talks about the day, what went really, really well, where we had an opportunity to provide higher quality of care. And then if something happens during the shift, our team is encouraged to have a huddle, which is kind of a spot-on assessment of something that's going on that they need to address and make sure that they have the supplies or the needs.
I like the Texas football analogy there for the huddle.
Exactly.
I get it. So in the middle of the day, if something goes wrong, if there's something that needs to be done, the team huddles back up and says, okay, this is what's right for the patient, or this is what we need to do to kind of change course maybe, or call a due play.
That's correct. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be necessarily be something that has gone wrong. There might be a unique situation that's coming up. We might need to make sure a specialized staff member from a different area comes over and provides assistance, or make sure that we have the right equipment necessary for a different type of surgical procedure, whatever the case may be.
That's Jim the pragmatist. Jim the optimist says, okay, it could be a situation where the patients improving fast enough so they may not have to do XYZ in terms of
exactly
the process.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And then the fifth pillar is what we call executive patient safety round, where the leadership of the hospital goes to all the different departments.
Slow that down again for me.
Okay. Executive patient safety rounds.
Okay.
Which is an opportunity for the leadership, the chief executive officer, our chief financial officer, and our chief nursing officer goes to each one of the departments throughout the month and talks about where we are as far as a culture of safety. Do the staff have what they need in order to provide the care that they're necessary for those particular patients in their field of delivery, for example, our med-surg floor. And then we also look at different ways that we can provide the care that the patient needs. And I'll give you a prime example, and it doesn't sound really grandiose, but it's really important. When our patients are admitted to our med-surg floor, they get a cup that can have ice and water and so forth so they can stay hydrated throughout the day. That cup initially was very, very large, 32 ounces, filled with ice, filled with water, had a pretty thick, long straw on it. And we found that patients were having a hard time either lifting that cup, or really some of our patients that had a problem with their GI tract, or they could aspire, means
right,
kind of throw up in your mouth, so
sure
to speak.
That the human straw, side of dealing with humans,
yeah, right? the straw was causing some problems.
Sure.
They provided that to us through what we called a leadership board, which is an opportunity for them to post opportunities to improve care.
You're going to tell me is they asked for Slurpee cups, right?
No, not quite. But they said, you know, it'd be more advantageous for some of our patients if they had a smaller cup with a smaller straw, especially
makes
those
sense
that are struggling with the aspirating issues.
Sure.
And so we were able to get a smaller cup, and we have found that the patients really appreciate that. And that's two things. It improves patient care, but it also shows our nursing team that their input is very, very important in how we deliver care to our patients. So it's a small example, but we're able to do that throughout the day by these executive patient safety rounds and really address the needs of the patient and just as importantly, the need of the staff.
Give me some insight onto something you told me off air, and that was something that I thought was just so critical. One of your concepts or your business strategies is, and it seems so simple, but it seems so right on to me, get to know the patient.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It's very important for us at Ennis Regional Medical Center to provide an environment where we feel that a patient, when they come to receive service from us, as part of our family. So our culture is to make sure that each patient that comes into the hospital has a unique experience that is addressed specifically to them and specifically to their needs, as well as their family members.
Awesome. As we get ready to wrap up here, Bob, I'm going to ask this each time from Ennis Regional Medical Center folks. If they want more information about the hospital, if they want to find out online, offline, whatever, how do they get information about the building?
We have a website.
Okay.
That's on the website, on the web, and they can come to that. And then we also have a lot of marketing material that is out in the community that talks about the different services that we have to offer to the community.
Good deal. And this Medical Regional Center is located at
2201 West Lampasas.
Okay. They're in Ennis, Texas, and can't wait to find out more about the hospital and the medical center over the next coming weeks. We appreciate the partnership that you've decided to do here with KBEC and kind of filling in health tips. And thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, our website is ennisregional.com.
Thank you so much for that information. KBEC listeners, keep it tuned here to 1390. We're going to bring you health tips every second and fourth Friday from Ennis Medical Center. I will get this out before it kills me. Appreciate Bob Honeycutt coming in and talking to us today. Get out there, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.